If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
We were actually talking about this, the three of us, a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Wearing your shoes inside during a house party when you're over at someone's house.
Yeah.
And it kind of came up for you this weekend, Sam?
Hot topic. Yeah, we were about 20 people for a surprise party. And as we're leaving, I asked my girlfriend, did the host specify whether or not, you know, we're allowed to have our shoes on in the house? Because that affects the shoes that you're bringing, the socks that you're wearing. It affects a lot of things.
So you expected them to specify, though?
Yeah. Yeah. I would have liked that so that we were all on the same page, because what ended up happening was that half the people took their shoes off, half the people kept them on.
Mm-hmm.
But what we did, just as a precaution, my girlfriend and I, we brought a bag. I brought house slippers and loafers, like inside loafers, but I came wearing boots. So I had all four options.
Oh my God.
He did the right thing. I think he did the right thing, because, you know, he should have known that you don't need to specify it. It's just assumed, yeah, wear your shoes inside a house party.
I mean, you don't want to assume, because you don't want to be the only person. I mean, that's a bold statement. Like, you know.
No, it's not.
If no one sets the standard, you walk in and the first thing I'm looking at is, are people wearing shoes? Because I need to know. And you can't, like, not wear your shoes and then halfway through the party decide, okay, I'm going to put my shoes on now.
I know a girl who had a couple of parties, and she said, like, I remember in the Facebook invite or in the text, like, you will be asked to take your shoes off.
Oh, so please. Geez.
But I thought that was kind of weird, like, saying ahead of time. Look, I did. I was just like, really? It's that big of a deal?
It's her place. Some people really are uncomfortable with other people's shoes.
Well, then don't invite
them
over. That's just, I think that's ridiculous. We're not 12 years old.
I get it. Like, there was a time when I would say I would always want to wear my shoes inside during a house party. And I would say, I would insist that everybody keep them on too, because it's like part of the outfit. It looks good.
Exactly.
I don't ruin my outfit, but no longer. Because I don't want to mop my floor. And you've done research. Like, gross things come in and are tracked all through your house.
That's just like the price you pay if you have a house party, though, is you just, you know what, be comfortable, wear your shoes. If you don't want to wear your shoes, fine, but you know what, feel free to leave your shoes on where the host will clean up after.
It's gross. They find a lot of bacteria on the floor afterward, and then that bacteria, so if people had it on their floor from people wearing their shoes inside, it ends up all over your apartment. It ends up on the faucets. It ends up everywhere. The idea of then, like, everybody leaves. If you're not going to mop that night, the idea of, like, traipsing through
festering.
That in my socks or my bare feet and then getting into my bed with it, it all really grosses me out. I had a couple of friends over on Saturday. We just made fajitas and watched a movie, and they have a tendency to come in, and when they're coming in and we're hugging and kissing and everything, they're overstepping the mat. And I'm just, so this time I asked, I'm like, can you please stay on the mat? Like, can you just like two steps back and I'm going to be able to sleep tonight if you could just.
Oh man, my buddy came in, I have a friend here that was staying with me for a couple days in Montreal, and he was helping me bring stuff in yesterday, and we had our shoes on, and it was just like, you know what, don't worry, I'll clean the floors after, you know, feel comfortable with it. You know, once we sat down, he took his shoes off, but you know, you're gonna hang your coat up, fine, leave your shoes on,
it's a very cultural thing sometimes. Mm-hmm. Too, like, I know in India it's considered very, very rude if you were to step into somebody's house with your shoes on, and Americans wear their shoes inside all the time, and nobody likes Americans, do they?
Well, I don't know about nobody likes that. It's a little bit of a blanket statement.
Pretty broad conclusion there, but yeah.
Wow.
All right, shoes on or off inside the house. You can send us a text at 92925.
On.
Aphrodite, shoes on or off inside?
Off. I agree with Nikki completely, and I think it's a cultural thing. And any money bet with Sam, when he went over his friend's house, the ones that removed their shoes were ethnic.
Or just had common sense.
No, it's a thing. I think whenever I've had a work party and there's francophones, anglophones, more Canadian people, they keep their shoes on. I do not understand that. Definitely.
I'm in favor of that, though. I think if you're going out, forget the winter, because the winter can be so messy and maybe you're just wearing boots. But if it's a nice day and you've got a nice pair of shoes on, leave them on. It's not that big of a deal. I think that's what adults do at adult parties.
You just traipse all of St. Catherine Street right into your condo. Makes so much sense.
It's already in there anyway.
Thank you, Aphrodite.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
I don't think that shoes belong in the house, and Andy, you say they do, but you're in the minority.
Totally.
Nobody's agreeing with you.
That, because the people that are agreeing with me, they haven't woken up yet. They're asleep. They don't have to worry about, you know, cleaning
teenagers.
Their floors.
Because they're teenagers. There is one person who said, once someone stole my $600 shoe at a house party, and I've never taken them off since. Okay.
Oh, my God. That's
again,
terrible.
That does not sound like an adult party at all. This says, agree with Nikki. Shoes definitely off, especially in the summer when they come in wearing the same shoes they wore outside. And a good point, too, is that the heels can ruin the hardwood if you're wearing heels.
That's true. That's true.
And you're inside. You can mark things up.
But if you've got a nice pair of heels, the last thing you want to do is take them off. You want to, you know, probably, like you said, goes with your outfit. You want to leave them on, show them off.
Is that how you feel about your heels?
I've got a nice pair of pumps. Red. They're sexy.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, so I was up for an award.
Okay, what was the award that you were nominated for, first of all?
It was not the Grammys.
Okay,
it was not
Oscars.
The Grammy Awards. It was not
Stepping
the
stone.
Oscars. It was none of those things. It's actually an amazing organization. The gala last night is called Gala Dynasty, and it's basically an organization that celebrates Black excellence in Quebec, so the achievements in media and arts in the Black community, and they really bring together both French and English. It was a really awesome event with a lot of amazing entertainment. I was in tears at one point, aww, watching the performers. It was so, so nice. So I was up for Anglo Radio Personality of the Year.
Okay.
Drum roll, please.
I lost.
Oh.
Oh, thanks, guys.
That was a short drum roll.
It's so funny because I went with a friend, and on our way, she's like, do you have a speech? Do you have a speech ready? And I was like, no, I don't have a speech ready. Like, I didn't prepare anything or write anything down. Because you never want to be one of those people, and you see them at the Grammys and the Oscars, yeah, and they're like, oh, I had no idea. And then they bring out, like,
and then
loose
they bring
leaf,
out their cards, yeah.
Loose leaf paper filled with, like, a million words.
And it kind of gets your hopes up, too, right? If you're, like, already thinking that you won and you're writing all the speeches, it's kind of disappointing if you don't win, right?
Well, I kind of thought it would have been bad. Not necessarily disappointed. I was really happy for the woman who did win. She was amazing. But I bad karma, you know me, mm-hmm, just, like, the assumption. You know what I mean? Like, the assumption. I'm just telling the universe, like, okay, this is, I'm not ready for this.
Well, you're a winner in our books.
Oh, well, thank you.
Forever and always.
So nice of you.
What mean thing do you have to say to Nikki later on?
And there were some really amazing speeches last night. And truthfully, watching the people who did write something down or had something in their phone that they wanted to say, I didn't judge them. Like, I wasn't like, oh, look at you being so presumptuous. I noticed a few people, just a few, maybe three people couldn't be there who had won awards. And they had people come up and say thank you for them. They had sent like a little note, and I was like, what would I do? Like, send
who
Sam and
send?
Andy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who would I send? That would look awkward. Him and I there. He was accepting the award on your behalf.
Be the worst.
So. What's going on, everybody?
Yeah,
you want to hear some jokes?
I wouldn't trust me.
I wouldn't
scenario.
Trust you. I would just send them a tweet and say, thank you, sir. Yeah. I couldn't be there. Better idea.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Would you date or marry somebody who has been married and divorced multiple times? Not once, not twice, maybe three, four times. We're taking your text this morning at 92925. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy, and you know why we're talking about this. Of course, it's because J-Lo is engaged. A-Rod proposed this weekend. They've been together for 2 years, and this is J-Lo's fourth engagement.
Wow.
And should this work out, which I'm assuming it will, they look like a cute couple, this will be her fourth marriage. Four times.
Wow. There was Ben Affleck and Mark Anthony and somebody
that
else.
Other guy.
That other guy, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why you've never heard people say fourth time's a charm. Like, seriously, at this point, I mean, at what point do you just say, okay, the idea of marriage is greater than the actual reality of it, and you sort of give up on, you know, the idea that you're going to find someone that you spend the rest of your life
with.
So
you think they could just live together for the rest of their life and not actually get married? And
absolutely.
And should things fall apart, then it's no big deal.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're dating somebody who wants to get married. It would be their fourth time. You see that as a huge red flag?
Yes.
You're saying no, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah?
Unless they have a lot of money.
Well,
let's just be honest here. I mean,
smooth.
J-Lo happens to. She's Jenny from the block.
Oh, if it was her, I mean, it's no question, but I just don't see what it changes. I mean,
I don't think she's Jenny from the block anymore with that skating
she
rink.
She owns her own block.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Andy, what do you think? Red flag if you've been married multiple times?
It's obviously a red flag. Four times is a boatload of times. But, I mean, if you're really in love with that person, you know, and they both have a lot of money, so hope they'll probably sign a prenup, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd do it.
Really?
Yeah, I would. I mean, if you really love that person and that person wants to get married and they want to get married to you, then I guess, yeah, I probably would do it.
I kind of disagree with both of you that it's a red flag because, I don't know, the greatest people fail at things time and time again before they get it right. Like, some of the greatest, they do.
Yeah.
They fail. So I don't, J-Lo describes herself as such a relationship person. Like, she just loves being married, mm-hmm. you know? So, sure, they didn't go great. And I think when you're a celebrity, it's a little bit different, too, because you do have so much money. So divorces are easy. Everything's easier, right?
But wouldn't you be skeptical?
I don't know. I think...
It'd be in the back of your head for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I see your point. I do see where you guys are coming from. But I also think at a certain age, I don't know what that perfect age is, mm-hmm. it might also be a red flag that you've never come close, you know, yeah. at a certain point.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think you can really judge based on past experiences. Obviously, she loves love. Maybe she rushes into things a little bit too quickly.
Yeah. Well, they've been together for 2 years, though. It's not like they got a quick engagement here. No, they were together for a while.
That's what I'm saying. She has in the past, obviously, maybe mm-hmm. made some mistakes and rushed into things too quickly, but that's not to say that this one is going to be a disaster. Maybe she has learned, you know, maybe she knows.
And look, what's the worst that can happen?
You get divorced for the fourth again. Time.
What's yeah. already happened three times.
Exactly.
That's what's the worst. Yeah.
She's immune to it.
She'd have to give back that ring, though. It's so beautiful. All right. Red flag or not, when someone's been married multiple times, would you do it? You can text us at 92925. This one says, as a commoner, yes, it would raise red
commoner.
Flags, but not in Hollywood.
It's so true. I mean, when you think about it, it's tactical, right? You have to keep your star power up. You're probably getting your wedding paid for. You're getting, exclusivity, like millions of dollars for your wedding pics
yeah.
to be
yeah.
exploited. So yeah. what do you have to lose?
There are normal people who do this too, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just, you can't, it's, somebody texted in and said, you know, first of all, Ben Affleck, we know his history. Like yeah. he has struggled as an addict.
Yeah.
Heard that Mark Anthony was really a controlling guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he wasn't cute. And then there's the other
Not
guy
your type.
That she was married the other guy she was married to, and he was really young. So it's like,
right.
you know, maybe if you knew each situation, it doesn't seem so ridiculous.
I just like how the other guy is just known as the other guy.
The
We're
other
not even
guy.
Gonna worry. We're not even gonna look him up.
You know,
you're not worthy of mention.
It's partly because we don't know him, partly because I don't know how to pronounce his name. That's the other reason.
Fair enough. I love this text. It says, I'd wait a bit before asking that person in marriage. Maybe wait 5 to 7 years, maybe 10. If they're meant to be together, what's wrong with waiting 5 to 10 years?
J-Lo can wait forever. She doesn't age.
That's true.
So. Lynn, would it be a red flag for you?
Absolutely. I wouldn't feel special at all.
Right.
I feel like I'm just, like I said, another cupcake in a box. It would just,
another
no.
cupcake in a box.
Cupcakes are delicious. Come on.
I know. But no, I just wouldn't feel special.
So,
I just, no.
Would you still go through with it, though? You might not feel special, but would you still be okay to marry that person?
Not at all.
No.
Okay.
What about one time? A one time, if they were married and divorced once?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, okay. What about twice?
Twice. I'd think about it.
All right.
Three times, hell no.
No.
Three strikes you're out.
Anything above three, no.
All right.
Thanks so much, Lynn.
Thank you.
Tell me something good.
Something good.
Well, I just love this story. It's of a 12-year-old girl named Haley Cheng. She's a grade 7 girl in Alberta who last summer fell when she was hiking. She fractured her skull, broke her back, and severed her spinal cord. She was paralyzed from the waist down and confined to a wheelchair. Now, if you think about it, like most houses, they're not made for wheelchairs, right?
Of course.
So, you know?
Yeah.
So fast forward 3 months later, and Haley no longer has to worry about getting her around her home and up the stairs and things like that, thanks to a company called Allaire Homes. I guess it's an Alberta company, who retrofitted her family's home free of charge. They put in a chairlift. They put in all new floors. They even attached Haley's room to the bathroom.
Amazing.
So she could just easily access the bathroom anytime she wanted. She hadn't been basically up the stairs on her own in 3 months. And this company saw a GoFundMe page for Haley and did all of that. For nothing.
And they had the resources and were able to do it and completely change that whole family's life, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely. That family could never afford to do all that sort of
stuff. Of course. Amazing. That is good news. Okay, Sam, you tell us something good.
What may be the world's oldest fast food employee is finally calling it quits. This is a guy who had a factory job. He retired 30 years ago, and retirement was fun for him, but it lasted about 2 months before he was bored to death.
Right.
So the neighborhood McDonald's found itself short-staffed around that time, and the manager asked this man, Art Mason, if he would be willing to fill in just for a couple of weeks. Fast forward 29 years later, and he's still there.
Oh, my God.
He outlasted the owner, the manager, and every other employee at the restaurant. He has such a bubbly personality. He's such a social butterfly that the drive-through window is a perfect fit for him.
Yeah.
Now, he collects pins, and as a testament to all the people and customers that he's touched over the years, he said that he's accumulated over 1,000 pins that people, when they go travel, they buy for him and then bring them back. So he has this whole collection at home.
Good for him.
And he's leaving later on this month, 2 days shy of his 89th.
89, and he's retiring. Wow. My heart.
I know.
Good for him. I love it when I get old people at fast food restaurants. It's the best.
It probably kept him young, too. You
Absolutely.
Know, like keeping up. That's amazing. That is great news. All right. Netflix could be the key to a happier relationship. This might be good or
that
bad.
That is good news.
Depends on how you look at it. So, according to a new survey, almost 60% of people say they bond with their significant other over Netflix. And the majority of people, so almost 75%, said that their idea of the perfect casual date night with their partner is staying in and watching Netflix.
Yeah.
So we know it's important when you're together and you've been together for a while because you're spending a lot of time thinking about what you're going to watch together. But it's also important when it comes to new relationships. 27% of people said that having favorite shows in common is very important when they're looking for someone they want to date. Mm-hmm. And the same amount of people said that they find people more attractive based on the shows they watch.
Come on.
And because of this, Netflix marketing gurus has coined the term show goggles, which means you start liking someone just because you have so much in common on Netflix. Kind of like beer goggles, but goggles.
Yeah,
I agree that Netflix is a big part of a relationship, staying strong, but also the chill part's also important too.
The chill
the Netflix
part.
And what the
you
chilling.
Do after Netflix is also very important.
Yeah, sometimes you're too tired for
chill. You mean fall asleep on the couch?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
for interpretation.
Exactly.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.